Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
Here we go, Shirley. Me and your baby is getting married. Me and your baby, we getting married. Now, yeah, I'm calling the daddy. Me and your baby getting married. Let's go, cat dog. What? What? Yes.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr.
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Mr. How you doing? I'm calling the right person. Your daughter is Crystal.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I got the right person. Hey, listen, what I wanted to do, Mr. Ridges, is call and introduce myself to you and let you know who I was. My name is Jeff. Jeff. And I've been seeing Crystal, you know, pretty much like the last 5 to 6 months. And I wanted to let you know that I'm very, very interested in you. And I know this kind of crazy for you to get a phone call from me, but I'm very interested in Crystal right now. And I wanted to, you know, I just wanted to do the man thing and just reach out to your man and say I'm really interested in marrying your daughter.
And marrying my daughter? Wait, hold on, man. What did you say her name was again?
My name is Jeff. Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, listen, I'm very close with my daughter, and my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. I talk with my daughter every day.
Wow, I don't know what that's about, but it's been like about 5, close to 6 months that me and Crystal been, you know, going out, you know, up here at the school. But what I wanted to do is tell you that I really, really, really like Crystal, man, and I wanted to call and tell you that, you know, I'm really... really interested in marrying Crystal. You know, I really do want Crystal to be my wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I've never heard of you before. And my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. My daughter isn't dating anybody right now. My daughter's in grad school.
I understand that. And, you know, we've been a little back and forth or whatever. But, you know, the main thing is me and Crystal really, you know, we really do love each other, Miss. I want to,
Okay, but if you love my daughter, she would have told me that she was in love with someone.
Well, you know what? You know, and maybe it's a situation where Krista is like maybe a little uneasy about talking to you about it. You know what I'm saying?
My daughter can talk with me about anything. We talk every day.
Right. Just like you, I talk to my daughter every day.
Your daughter? And how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 15.
Hold on one minute, man. You said your daughter was 15.
Right.
Okay, well, how old are you?
I'm 46.
46? You 46 years old and you want to marry my 25-year-old daughter?
Hey, let me say this right here. Love ain't got no limit, man. And I understand, I was a little shocked at first about the age difference between us, but you know what, man?
I'm more shocked than me.
Okay, and I understand that, but what I'm trying to explain to you, man, is that it come a time, man, where you just don't know what's gonna happen, man. Love is love, man.
And you've been locked up on parole at the university on work release and met my daughter.
Yeah.
How long were you locked up?
I'm gonna say this, man. Crystal is just a beautiful person, man.
Hold on, man. You calling me out the blue with all this? Look, man, I'm at work. I got a lot of work on my desk, and you calling me, telling me you a former jailbird wants to marry my daughter, my 25-year-old daughter, and you at 50, you at my age, you want to marry my daughter? Man, I am not trying to talk to you about this. What I need to do is I need to talk to Crystal and get to the bottom of this. That's what the hell I need to do.
Hey, and I understand that, Mr. You was probably going to want to talk to her, and I ain't got no problem with that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that, man, love ain't got no limit, man. It's just something that happened. Crystal love me, I love her, and it is what it is. I just wanted to try to get your blessings on this.
You can't get my blessings. You lost your mind. How the hell are you jailbird? gonna marry my daughter. Man, my daughter's been in private school all her damn life. She was on the dean's list all 4 years of college, and she's going to grad school. And you gonna marry my daughter that you met on your work release?
Hey, Miss, I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you that, you know what, man, sometimes love is right the second time around. You understand what I'm saying?
What the hell you mean the second time?
I got kids already. What I'm trying to say is it didn't work out with me on the first time. What I wanted to do, man, is just call you and solidify the culinary experience.
Culinary? Culinary got to do with food. What the hell is you talking about? Look. I got to talk to my daughter. I'm going to call Crystal, and I'm going to find out what the hell is going on. Because, look, man, I'm not even trying to have this conversation with you.
And Mr. Paris, I understand all that. I understand what you're saying. What I want to say to you is this right here. Crystal is 25. Even if you don't agree with this here, we're going to elope and make sure that
Look here. You ain't doing a thing with my daughter unless it's my... Look here, man. You ain't doing with my daughter. I don't even know your jailbird. You ain't doing. I'ma call my daughter, find out who you really are. Cause you lost your mind if you think your old jailbird is gonna be marrying my daughter. My daughter's got a future. You ain't got. What the hell is wrong with you? You lost mind.
I'm not finna sit and go back and forth with you, Miss. Me and Crystal getting married.
That will not happen under any circumstances.
No. I don't care what you think the circumstances are. Me and Crystal getting married. That's it.
Not the love, man. I don't know who the hell you think you are. What the is wrong with you? Say, how about
that? That's what it's got to be. I got one more thing I need to say, and then me and Crystal just going to come over there and drive down there and tell you exactly what's going on in our life right
what?
Now.
What the you got to say to me?
Are you listening to me?
Yes. What the hell you got to say to me?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter, Crystal, and her boyfriend.
Aw, ain't this some I'm outside my job. And people looking at me like I'm crazy. Damn, y'all.
Hey, man, your baby girl just wanted to put a smile on your face, man. I gotta ask you, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'm gonna get your
That's too much.
And there we have it. Come on, round of applause from everybody. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Stupid keeps on moving. Stupid, July 11, 12, 13. Helium Comedy Club. That's in Atlanta. That's Alpharetta, baby. The nephew was coming to town. Come see what the fuss is all about. I think it's been about 5-6 years since I actually been in the ATL. Performing, so y'all come holler at your boy. The nephew will be there all weekend long. July 11, 12, 13, Helium Comedy Club, Alpharetta, ATL. You know where it is. Tupelo, Mississippi. I done told y'all. Didn't I tell you I was coming?
What?
And I'm coming. What? What? This is Dukes and Boots, girl. You understand what I'm saying? This is Dukes and Boots. So get ready for Dukes and Boots. This is Blues and Comedy, Dukes and Boots Comedy. You don't want to miss this. This is an all-white party hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Farewell tour to Sir Charles Jones, Saturday, July 26th. Cadence Bank Arena, Tupelo, Mississippi. Go hang out with my line, brother, when I get down there. Dr. Eric Lewis, you understand that? That boy's a bad boy down there. He's a real doctor. I mean, he's a real doctor. That's my LB. All right, Greeks and Grapes. Line up, get ready. Greeks and Grape Music and Comedy Festival. We got George Clinton. We got Yvonne Orgy. You got Nephew Tommy, Jonathan Slocum, Yolanda Adams. The list goes on and on and on. August 7th through the 10th, Napa Valley. Greeks and Grapes. All vines lead to Napa.
All right, nephew. I love the catchphrase, the slogan. All right, nephew, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.